All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Bob says, be sure to clean up your litter box and cat puke before they get there. God, I had something else I was going to talk about, and it just left my brain. It was there, and then it left. It's so weird. I hope it comes back. I need to write this stuff down more. Like, occasionally, something will pop into my head. That's why I keep this notepad with me, and I have to have a pen. And the goal is always to write it down the second I think I fucked up, and I had something I wanted to mention. Shit! If you think you know what it is, because I was talking about a lot of things, leave it in the chat. All right. Yesterday, the Tigers won again. They are on some kind of roll. This is the final call of the game for the Tigers. Their announcer is Dan Dickerson. He's awesome. Let's get after it. This is how it sounded.
That right-handed batter's box spreads out. The 0-2 pitch.
I love that the crowd is doing the white stripes. Oh.
Hedges deep in that right-handed batter's box. Spreads out. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Tigers win.
45,000 people there.
Tyler Holton works a 1-2-3 ninth. Back-to-back shutouts. And the Tigers have taken a 2-1 series lead.
So they play this evening. The game starts just after 6 in Detroit. And if they win, they go to the American League Championship Series. Now, I knew that game was on. And I kind of avoided it. I like the mojo of just listening on the radio and just getting the update on my phone. First of all, the only time baseball is exciting for me is moments like this. And I just can't get into when the team sucks dick. And that's the only way I can make it where I can process this. Because how many times on this show have I said how much baseball sucks? But it really doesn't. But I'm not willing to believe that exclusively when the team sucks. Does that make any sense? I guess that's a long way of saying I'm a fair weather fan. But for my brain capacity and the way things are now, I can't really get behind that, you know? God damn. All right.
All right.
Clip I wanted to play.
Explain to them.
I'm all screwed up today. I wanted to play for you a clip of the Philadelphia Phillies fans. Yeah, the Philadelphia Phillies lost. All right. Now, I think the Phillies have won the World Series can't be that long ago. All right. They were one of those starved franchises that hadn't won in a long time. And they've been great for a long time. And they just lost to the Mets. The Mets have had a crazy year, and so they won, and the Phillies lost. Now, their fans are fucking really pissed off, and this is the way I never want to be. I never want to be this way, and I don't think I ever will. There was a time in my life when I used to get really, really pissed off when the Lions would lose, and that was also before I was medicated. You remember the story about when I was walking through my garage in Midland with a golf club, destroying stuff, swinging it because the Lions lost some game. And my neighbor, Ken Trethaway, goes, "You okay, man?" And I never talked to him again. He thought I was a serial killer. It was awful. Those days are gone. I don't let that shit bother me. But the thing to do after a team in Philly loses is just walk outside of the venue or the sports bar or whatever the hell, and just talk to the locals. Okay. And that's what happened here. This is the way people are responding.
Points in my life.
Sorry.
So there's a couple low points in my life. My dog passed away.
You know what's bad when you're talking about a couple of low points in my life? Philly fans always overstate it. They always go too far. And it makes me think, and then other fans do this all the time. And I'm like, how can anybody, I'm kind of talking out both sides of my mouth because I took it this bad in the past, but I can't imagine myself being in any spot where I would say something as absurd as this.
So there's a couple low points in my life. My dog passing away. And then
I think the first point should be when she realized she's got a giant gap between her teeth.
So there's a couple.
O'Neal was not a fan of that outcome.
I feel like I might either check into AA therapy or an institute of some sort because this is crap. It's full of crap.
And she wasn't the only one. One woman told us she literally drove all the way up the East Coast just to see the Phillies lose.
I backed away from the hurricane maybe 6 or 7 hours ago. I drove 21 hours up here.
Okay, she drove 21 hours to go to a sports bar in Philly to watch the game.
And I came here. My first stop, I had no sleep. No sleep. I'm here from the hurricane, and my Phillies are losing. I don't know what else to say.
And you're stupid. You're a stupid person to do that.
Two guys we met had to walk home in nothing but overalls with Phillies logos.
These two.
We're fed up. We have such great expectations, and now we're just stuck.
I've already hit the fifth stage of grief. It's called acceptance. Acceptance that this team will not win for the next 5 years, probably.
But Courtney hasn't reached that acceptance phase just yet.
And I want everyone gone. I want the bartenders gone. I want Xfinity gone. I want my best friend gone. I want them all gone. This is bullcrap.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, they're a handful. Philly fans, they're always having kind of fucked up. I think that, I don't know, sometimes you get that. And I see the comment that 2008 is the last time that they won the World Series. The Mets are hot. God damn are the Mets hot. And my pal Christian Blatt is a Mets fan. So there's a potential now. Okay, it's looking more. I don't know what's going on with the Padres and the Dodgers. Is that series over? You know, I haven't. Padres Dodgers series. The Dodgers won that last game 8-0. So that means the fifth deciding game is tomorrow. You know. I love Shohei Ohtani, so that's why I would want the Dodgers to win. But the Padres have that Tatis guy who can just hit the shit out of the ball, and everybody hates him. So I kind of like him, too. So you got the Dodgers and the Padres. Listen to me. I'm breaking it down. The Dodgers and the Padres. The winner of that will play the Mets. And then you got the Tigers and the Guardians. The Tigers, if they win, they go to the ALCS. And I don't know who they're going to play. Royals, Yankees. Okay. Yesterday, the Yanks won. They lead that series 2-1. They play today at 8:08 in KC. I don't know why I'm talking about this. This is fucked up. Chris writes, easy, I just mailed you a Philly football fan interview from a couple years ago. He's a witness reporting and takes time to throw some shade. All right, see if we can't get to this. Check it out. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
At that point, that's when I started hearing the fire trucks coming down the street. It was like in the far off distance or whatever like that. Smoke started getting worse. Then I seen a guy hanging out the window, you know, screaming that his kids was in there and things like that. So I ran to the back door, see if it was open, and it was. I ran upstairs, and then I was greeted with smoke. I ran back downstairs. By that time, the ladder truck was pulling up. And ironically, me and one of my old coworkers took the ladder off the truck, raised it up, and was assisting people down. My man just started throwing babies out the window. And we was catching them, unlike Aguilar and his mishaps. I like to put that out there.
Okay. I guess some guy for the Eagles can't catch a pass. And this guy's talking about throwing babies out the window and we were catching them.
People down. My man just started throwing babies out the window. And we was catching them. Unlike Aguilar and his mishaps. I like to put that out there.
So totally serious situation where this guy and his man are heroes throwing babies out the window and catching them. And he works in the guy for the Eagles who sucks.
Off the truck, raise it up, and was assisting people down. My man just started throwing babies out the window. And we was catching him, unlike Aguilar and his mishaps.
All right. That is excellent. It's a great clip. Jeremy says, I remember this guy. Aguilar played for the Patriots for a couple of years. He fucking sucked. If you ever see a clip, make sure you send it along like Chris just did. I've got a handful of people who send me clips and fun things to talk about. If you find something interesting that you think that I would have a good time talking about, by all means, send it along. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. All right, I want to update everybody on this Lieutenant Dan guy. This was the guy who, before the hurricane, they interviewed him, and he said he's going to stay in Tampa Bay despite that massive hurricane hitting, and his plan is to just stay in his sailboat.
All right, Dan, the people that are new, explain to them why you're deciding to stick out a Category 5, one of the worst hurricanes in Tampa history, out on a 20-foot sailboat in Tampa Harbor.
God told me to come out here and get a boat. I came out here and got a boat. And everything that he's been telling me over the last 2 days is I'm doing the right thing. He's got my back. I'm in good shape. I ain't sweating it. We're going to ride this one out. We got set up the way we know what we're doing. And as long as the water just keeps rising, we'll be fine.
Will you be wearing a life jacket?
Hell no.
Are you going to be able to swim if it need be?
In circles.
Can you swim with one leg or what?
Yeah, I can float like a damn ship.
Got one leg.
But swimming, I just go in circles.
So the plan's just to stick it out here?
Yeah. I mean, the water's going to come in, it's going to rise. If you're on land, it's going to flood, you're risking drowning. I'm in a boat. The boat goes up with the water. So even if the boat goes up 100 feet in the air, I'm going to be up 100 feet in the air with the water. So it's really the safest place in the world to be is on my boat. And I got room for one more female.
Give the people some words of wisdom out there.
You know what to do. Just be safe. Don't do stupid shit.
Okay, you can't say don't do stupid shit after you just revealed the stupid shit that you're going to do.
And we'll all be all right. We'll be here, you know, we'll be here tomorrow and the day after.
Perfect, man. Let's go. One day at a time. Let's do it.
All right.
All right, he chickened out, though. The word is that he actually... He was rescued. They actually went and convinced him that the thing to do now is to go to the shelter. So here you go. This is the Lieutenant Dan after the hurricane.
We got the boat here, and Lieutenant Dan here. How'd it go? How'd the night go?
It was a little rough till about 11:30. I repositioned the boat, and I was heading into the wind. And I slept like a baby from 12:30 to 5 o'clock this morning. I woke up twice to pee, that was it. But other than that, I mean, it's been a great night. I just smoked half a joint. I'm high.
Okay, this is contradictory. Because I had somebody sent along, I think it was Mike Ball, update on Lieutenant Dan. He went viral on TikTok. He has evacuated to a shelter. This is strange. What's going on? I've got two different things being, I'm being told two different things. The man has changed his mind in the day since the video was taken, according to the mayor of Tampa. Tampa just saved Lieutenant Dan, said the mayor at a press conference Wednesday. He's been rescued. He is now in a shelter as well. If we can get Lieutenant Dan to go to a shelter, we can get anybody to do that.
I am watching all the people running around like crazy because of all the water. And water went up. It was up to here last night. It was over the fucking pole.
There's the boat still standing.
I mean, believe me, I got battered against the tire. But other than a couple of scuff marks on the side, my boat's in better shape now than it was before because it got washed. So, I mean, everything is a plus. It's a win-win all the way around.
What'd you learn from this experience?
Not a damn thing. No. There are a lot of good people in this world. And I gave up on this world years ago. Because I've been on my own. And, I mean, I struggle every freaking day just living. And never anybody offers to help. Never. But Terrence here posted this video. And it started getting likes, and then people started realizing that, you know, maybe he's not just crazy. Maybe he really doesn't need help.
Of course, man, let's go.
And people came out.
Of course, man, let's go.
And helped me.
What a bro interview. Let's go!
Moved my boat from down over here, where I would have got smashed last night on the wall. And we brought it over here.
Yep.
And one of the guys is actually a sailor, so he kind of knew how to rig it. So, and then once he was done, I knew how to, I could modify it and make everything work better.
All right, so. He did stay the night. Nothing happened to him. He's fine. He does look like he's kind of fucked up. Let's just be honest here. This guy's probably a hardcore drug user. Rich says there's no D in the word water. Oh, yeah, he says water. Water. But I don't... Why would the mayor... Say, oh yeah, we went and convinced him. Maybe she was just lying to make people say, to get them to, because people are dumb. So if you've got this moron saying, hey, it's no big deal, and I mean, stupid people would follow his advice, which is a bad idea. Dan says, but he is high as fuck. For weed and a boat and people are not cool. F him. Yeah, I don't know what you mean there. It reads weird. So, yeah, I'm not sure what you're trying to say. Well, so this thing comes and goes. And I predict now that the follow-up, like there may be just as many terrible... moments throughout the aftermath of this hurricane. But the Asheville damage was more spectacular to view. If there, you know, water rushing down a hill and taking out a house, that was all prime viewing, you know, and that actually helps when you see that destructive of a moment taking place. That makes people rush to help you and give you their money to help you and things like that. So I guess it all depends on what type of damage that was done. If the loss of life was minimal, and there have been some people who have died from this, but I'm not sure what the extent of it is as of right now. But I know that as of earlier this morning, there were millions of people without power after the hurricane that just hit. Chris calls my stumbling and being choppy trying to get to the bottom of that story a free beer moment. Absolutely a free beer moment. You don't like those. You don't like free beer moments. All right. Okay, we talked about Lieutenant Dan. What the fuck? All right. Let me get into a message from some of my amazing partners who helped make this show possible. Thank you to Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. Open enrollment in 5 days. If you have not yet reached out to Frank to help you with your open enrollment, what are you waiting for? Healthcare.gov, Obamacare is what I'm talking about. And if you are self-employed, perhaps between jobs, or maybe your employer does not offer you insurance, you need to have health insurance. Okay? Go to buyinsurancehere.com and Frank will help you get started through healthcare.gov. It doesn't cost you anything to utilize Frank's services. He gets paid by the insurance companies. He will help you get into a policy that is perfect for you and yours. Buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. Can't say enough about Zach Marco at EstateWise. EstateWise.com. That is where you go to learn more about estate planning. Okay? This is why this is important. It means you're preparing for the future and the inevitable, and ensuring that all of the things that that are you, your assets, are distributed according to your wishes. Okay? This is more than just a will. This is your estate plan. This is something that can make it so that your entire estate does not go into probate. If you have just a will, that's not going to stop your estate from going into probate, which means that after you pass, your entire family is going to, your family members who have to do this are going to be stuck with the time-consuming process of getting your estate out of probate. And that costs money. And as I said, it's time. So get after it. This is something you should absolutely do, whether you are single, whether you are married, whether you have kids, whether you don't. This is all very, very important. Okay, having an estate plan provides that peace of mind knowing that your loved ones will be taken care of. It can also prevent family disputes and legal battles, because every now and then there's that one dick who thinks he or she is owed more than they're supposed to have. Like, let's say if you're, they all get 33 and a third amongst my three, and then the one kid says, no way, man, I need 50. And the other two divide the other 50. And that makes a stink. Then that's why you got to make sure that your wills, your wishes are adhered to. And that will be the case when you set up your estate plan with Zach over at EstateWise. So you mention my name, you're going to save 15% on your entire estate planning services. That's a lot of money. Okay. It's going to save you a lot of cash. Just mention my name, and it's Zach's way of helping you take care of that important first step. And that's by calling or texting. That is the first step. Just reach out, introduce yourself. Easy sent me. I want to know more about estate planning. That's what you say. 616-540-7544. 616-540-7544. Thank you so much to Zach over at EstateWise. All right. And by the way, that's a service that you can take advantage of no matter where you are in the U.S. Now, he isn't licensed in every state, but let's say you call from Minnesota. He has an entire network of people that will do the exact same thing for you that he would do in your neck of the woods. My point is, call Zach. He's got it all covered. All right. Before we continue, I think it's... No, I take it back. Let me try to bring in our pal Kyle over at a company that used to market on the Eric Zane Show podcast. And I'm still hoping that one day he will again. But I hate to kind of like bug him about it all the time. I mean, I'm not the guy to go, either you pay up or you're done. You know, I'm pretty close to Kyle now. I would never do that. So we're stuck with him is what I'm telling you. And that's a good thing, because Kyle is quite a storyteller and quite a sweet soul. And we need more of that in the world, you know?
Eric Zane. Hello, Eric Zane.
Eric Zane.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How you doing, dude?
Hey, I'm podcasting. Is it okay to put you on?
Yeah, for sure, dude.
You know, I don't want to put you on and you're in the middle of something.
No, yeah, for sure. I appreciate that.
You know, have you been following the Tigers?
Yeah, dude. So, Blue's dad is super into baseball and the Tigers. So, yeah, I've been, hearing tons of. I mean, I haven't like watched any games because I can't watch baseball, dude. I freaking like.
I know what you mean. Just,
yeah, it's like it's just too. I don't know, like slow. I guess is the best way to say it. But yeah, so I don't really like watch. But yeah, he's been kind of cluing me in, and I'm like, all right, heck yeah, Tigers.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's been better this the recent years because they have that. That they have that pitch clock. Are you aware of the pitch clock?
I have never heard of that in my life.
So you know how, like in basketball, or in there's a shot clock, and in football, there's a if you wait too long, you get a delay a game.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So when the catcher throws the ball back to the pitcher, there's a 30-second timer, and if the dickhead doesn't throw the ball, then he's in trouble.
You tell me that before people were waiting longer than 30 seconds?
Oh, a lot longer. You know,
oh, a lot longer.
Yeah, the asshole batter's, you know, taking off his gloves and grabbing his dick, and the pitcher's picking his ass is horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible.
So now it moves much faster.
Well, that's good. That's good. I think for me, though, I'm like I think my pitch clock would have to be like 5 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks, what I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, and all you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. 1-1 Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Eric Zane and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Eric Zane, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Hey everybody, it's your old pal EZ to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Okay. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for Big Wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
That's what would keep me into it, you know what I mean?
I think they should have like two pitchers.
Oh, just running back in and out, just back and forth, just going nuts?
So one guy throws a ball, and then the other guy throws it right after. And then, you know, while the second one's throwing, the first one's getting the ball back. You know, it's kind of like rapid fire. It's like a machine gun, you know?
So you're trying to bring a menage a trois into baseball.
Right.
A threesome, it's a big threesome. Is what you want going on.
That's exact. I mean, at least for one inning. I mean, there's so many different ways. You should have to spin a wheel so that it's like goofy baseball. So you spin the wheel, and if it says run backwards, that means you hit the ball, and third base is now first base.
Dude, that'd be wild. Dude, that would be interesting. That would take the fucking, it would probably take like not the skill out of it, but like you would be way more on your toes. Like if you were like, even like a great baseball player, you'd be like, I have no fucking clue what's going on right now. So I'm a little off kilter here.
You could spin a wheel at the start of the game, and in one inning, there has to be a fight.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Actually, you know what? I just did a golf outing not too long ago where, like, with all these companies and shit. And then we got to one hole, and they had that. You had to, like, spin a wheel, and you had to do, like, while you were about to hit the ball, you had to do whatever it said. And I got the fucking one where I had to, like, put my head on the golf club and spin around 10 times and then fucking hit the ball. It was a disaster, dude, but it was fun.
Okay. Between golf, baseball, and auto racing, what's the shittiest on TV?
Okay, golf, baseball, and auto racing. Golf's the worst for sure. Like it's, I mean, I like playing it, but I could not watch it. I know like old people and like my grandma and stuff used to watch it and stuff, but like I could not, you would not catch me like watching some golf, but I'll play the fuck out of it for sure.
I agree with that.
Number two, oh fuck. Now you got me in a conundrum, Eric Zane, because I don't watch like NASCAR or anything like that. Maybe I would go to a live event if I could freaking party. I don't really know. But like, I don't want to watch baseball and I don't want to watch NASCAR. So now you got me all fucked up, Eric Zane.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go NASCAR. NASCAR is second worst. I would say just what you said, golf is the worst and then NASCAR or any type of auto racing. And then baseball, but I like baseball now because the Tigers are winning, but I'm still not like watching. I just like the story, you know?
I like, yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, cause we were fucking, I know we were terrible and I know we had like a bunch of like high draft picks and shit. So I'm guessing that those guys are working out pretty good now or something. So that's good.
Yeah. It's a bunch of like 19 and 20 year olds.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Just crushing balls, baby.
Yeah. If they win it all, that's great, but I'll basically be cheering for something that's shitty.
What do you mean? I'm like, what do you mean?
I mean, I'm rooting for them. I'm a fair weather fan, but it still sucks dick.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, for sure, dude. And you also, I do like the old, the Eric Zane Major League Baseball League we got going on here with the spin the wheel thing. Hell, I think you could even have, like, if it goes to extra innings, if it's the 10th inning, you get a third pitcher, but that guy's just fucking a lady. You know what I mean?
Fucking a lady. So he's fucking
just right behind the mound.
Okay, so, all right, so there's sex going on is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, that's really, especially, I mean, if it's going to extra innings, say the game started at like 9 p.m. or something like that, you know, like now the kids are asleep, so I think you can fuck a lady, I'm pretty sure.
Right, and you make it that every player who gets in trouble gets a bonus. So if a guy like plows his car into a bus stop and there's like
You motherfucker.
Yeah. If he's drunk, he gets like a bonus. So you want
like,
all the,
like a cool million?
Yes. You want the more headlines, the better. So
hey, there's no. I do know that there's. I don't know if it's still true, but I know that at one point there was no salary cap in baseball. So hell yeah, dude.
Right. You can have like P. Diddy night, and you can throw your chick down the. You can like throw your chicks down the steps.
Yeah, throw your dude. We're coming up with some. This is entertainment right here, dude. This is like. I mean, the podcast is good, but like what we're describing is that 10 times better, dude.
Oh, I would be a fan. I would love that. That would be the best baseball game that's ever existed.
For sure, dude. Especially in the 10th inning, if that pitcher that's fucking a lady, if he's also doing like pitching stuff, like he's using his dick to throw a changeup in her, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It could happen.
Well, he could put the ball in her vagina.
Well, okay. Some people could probably handle it for sure, dude.
Holy shit. So
I did not think that this is where this was going.
No,
today,
well, I mean,
right.
At the end of the day, we're all happy that they're winning. But let's be honest here. That game sucks dick.
Yeah, dude, it's just rough. But, you know, the funny thing is, so I'm not knee deep in baseball right now. But Blue's nephew, he is just starting baseball this year. So I've been like going to like, and he's like four, right? So it's like the worst type of baseball, right? It's like,
yeah,
like you, it just doesn't get worse, you know? And like, no, none of the kids are really interested in it. But so I've been going to it and watching it. And I'm just like, just can't do it, dude.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I remember because my kids unfortunately were into baseball, and the goddamn ballpark by my house, there is not a tree in sight.
Oh yeah, that's exactly where I've been watching the games for sure, dude.
And you just roast. You sit there and you roast. And the game
and the
takes
fucking
like,
bees, and there's fucking bees just coming at you wherever you are, dude, because they fucking have the open trash can, so there's just bee city, dude.
And the concession stand, all they have to sell is like Airheads and water, and like
that's baseball right there, baby.
And like hot chocolate or some shit like that. It's like goddamn,
I know,
fucking
dude.
Ridiculous. And then the game takes about 6 hours, and
dude.
Your ass hurts from sitting on those metal bleachers.
It's and I feel bad too, because so I played baseball 1 year when I was like, I don't know, fuck, you have to ask my parents, Eric Zane. I was like maybe 7 or 8 or something like that, but just I was not into it, right? Because I knew I was into football and basketball at that time. So then I was like, I want to try baseball too. And my dad's like, what, dude? Like, and I was like, because he didn't know nothing about baseball, so I'm like, yeah, I want to do it. He's like, okay. But guess what, Eric Zane? I didn't know anything about baseball. Neither did my dad. So the fucking whole time I played that year, I was batting left-handed, even though I'm fucking right-handed. And could not hit the fucking ball because you can't do it. You know what I mean? And
no.
So it was just fucking, I would play in the outfield because I was uninterested and just be fucking playing around with my glove and stuff and putting it on my face and
the
shit.
Kids hate their life. You know, that's where, in my opinion, the kids get so bored. That's where they learn that, you know, it might be a good thing to be gay.
Just standing out there in the outfield going, you know what? A dick don't sound half bad.
Yeah,
dude.
That's exactly what happens. You know, I mean, I think that baseball has turned all of these children gay. And that's okay. But I think if you really want your kid to be gay, put him in the outfield.
Eric Zane, dude, imagine if the next level of your podcast is, you know, when like you see like those video channels and shit where it's just like people walking around in general public just interviewing people for no reason.
Right.
But like, what if we staged you in one of those fucking like a gay pride rally or something like that, and you got a microphone, you're just walking around and you are saying that to people. You're like, hey, did your kid play baseball when he's, you know what I mean? Just like, just like saying shit like that and just pissing people off. That's good. That'll get views right there, dude.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing though. I would never want to upset the gay community. I mean, I love them so much, so they would probably beat my ass, and I don't know if I could live with myself, you know.
Oh, you know what we talked about, but this was maybe like 6 months ago, I think. Didn't you say you went to a gay pride rally in like Holland or something?
I was going to, but the year before I went, I ended up not making that one, but I have been. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, heck yeah, dude. Okay, so maybe don't do that then, but no. Something funny, similar.
It's fun to talk about. It's always fun to talk about shit like that, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, yeah, that's. Is there anything else cooking that you want to break down with these folks, or what's going on?
Yeah, fucking Eric Zane. It was a long weekend, obviously, because my freaking Lions. Actually, let me tell you about this. Well, because they weren't playing. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But so this random. This is like the most random shit that ever happened, right? So on like Friday night, we got a text from Blue's brother, and he was like, "Fucking, I don't even. I didn't get the text. I don't know what he said, but basically, he was like, "Let's go to fucking Mackinac City so we can see the Northern Lights," because he thought we were gonna be able to fucking see him. So. He like sent the text out, and then Blue told me, and then he went to like the group chat. So anyways, on Saturday, we just randomly, all of us just went up to Mackinac City to fucking see the Northern Lights. They weren't fucking there, Eric. No. They weren't there.
No. Yeah. The only thing about the Northern Lights is don't do what you did.
Exactly.
Don't ever go out and do that, because that is guarantees you will never see it. You have to see it either accidentally, or you just have to live up in an area where they're likely to happen and be outside.
So I don't know. He said he like heard it on the news or something, but then we like did this whole thing. We like got like a hotel. We all got there or whatever. You know, Blue's parents were there. The kids were there and everything. So then, Blue's brother's wife downloaded like, a Northern Lights app or some shit that like tells you if you can see it where you are. And it was like, she's like, fuck, there's a 0% chance. And I'm like, well, what the fuck are we doing up here, dude?
Have you ever seen them before?
No, I've never seen them before. So I was kind of pumped. I was like, yeah, I'll fucking take a look at those things. But here's the real funny part is, so at night, like the kids went to bed and then we were all like, all right, they got like this big ass, it's like a park for viewing the Northern Lights, I guess, or something. It's called like Big Sky Park. Yeah,
it's a dark park. I know exactly what it is.
Yeah. So we went in there, and that was a fucking experience. So like, obviously you got to keep all your fucking lights off. So yep. You're just kind of walking on this path in the, like this dimly, like not even dimly lit, like less than dimly lit path. And then you like get back to the viewing area, but it's pitch black back there. And I was like, just talking, you know, doing my thing. And then I realized that there was like 60 people, right? Like,
yeah,
right,
I know. I was, like, it's like, the shit out of me, like, appear. I've been to one of those too. It's so wild.
Yeah. And it's actually really funny. So like we did the whole thing and like we drove back there and like walked and like sat and like looked and like, we were like, oh, is that it over there? But it wasn't. And we're just like psyching ourselves out. And then like, as we're driving back out of the park, and then we got out of the park, and then I saw where the bridge was. And then like, we all like went somewhere to like walk around the bridge or something. And I said to him, like, guys, I'm pretty sure, but we were just sitting. I think we were just looking southwest. I don't think we were even fucking looking north, dude. It was dumb, dude.
Well, you'll know them when you see them, because they're quite bright usually. You'll definitely know.
Yeah, dude, I'm always down for a good geomagnetic storm, you know what I mean?
Kyle, you are a legend. I appreciate you joining me spur of the moment like this.
Hell yeah, there's nothing I like talking more about than weird baseball leagues about people fucking and stuff. It's good, dude.
Absolutely. You be safe, okay?
All right, you guys have a good fucking day, and I love you and deuces.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Peace.
There you go. That's Kyle, as always. Linda says, follow Michigan Aurora Chasers on Facebook. Most of the time, you have to look through a camera to see them. Well, I've seen them twice, and they just materialized in front of me. It was both when I was living in Mount Pleasant. It's pretty cool, because they like shimmer and move. Almost like giant, colorful drapes in the sky. But I've never ever went and like, I'm gonna go see them. So who knows? Linda sent me a story too, thank you for that, about some fucking comet or something like that coming to that we'll be able to see. Not right. The dazzling comet Suchinchan Atlas is emerging in the night sky. How to see it? glasses on. Can't see shit. Okay, this article was written 2 days ago. It is visible right now. The comet is somewhere between first and second magnitude. The larger the figure of magnitude, the fainter the object. The comet head currently measures 130,000 miles in diameter. My God. Until now, the comet only visible in the southern hemisphere or in the tropics. Across the U.S., though, albeit deep in the dawn twilight, hovering low above the east-southeast horizon soon. However, observers across the northern hemisphere will get their first really good look at this newest visitor to the sun. And the timing couldn't be better because the best is yet to come. Right now, the comet continues to make its way through the inner solar system. It is shining as brightly as the brightest stars, but it is also enmeshed in the twilight glow of the sun. So despite its extreme brightness, making an actual sighting of this object will not be a slam dunk. It will appear either very low in the bright glow of morning twilight, about 25 minutes before sunrise. That was on October 7th and the 8th. And or evening twilight, about 25 minutes after sunset, today and tomorrow. Scanning along the horizon with binoculars will be very beneficial as the comet might not be immediately visible to the naked eye. So this might be a go on the roof and look towards the horizon because of the location of it. Northern hemisphere, that's us. All right, so I think you're going to... I'll include this in the show notes, and then you can look it up for yourself as to where it actually needs to be. But I think it's pretty low in the horizon. Evening sky, 25 minutes after sunset. Yeah, you're going to look due west. But it's only maybe 4 degrees up when you're looking due west. So today and tomorrow, you jump on your roof, you look west, 25 minutes after the sun goes down, grab your binoculars, and you can see this fucker. I remember seeing Comet Hale-Bopp in the 1990s. That was outstanding. And that led to the death of an entire cult. Do you remember those fucking weirdos wearing the Nikes with the purple shrouds all laying there dead? The Comet Hale-Bopp suicide? These wackos thought it was a sign from like some deity. And they decided it was time to kill ourselves. Heaven's Gate cult members. Ugh. Yeah, they all like ate arsenic. Do you remember this guy's face? This guy was... It just went away. It was a Rolling Stone article. Yeah, so people are like, hey, yeah, somewhere in California. Hey, man, there's something going on at the Heaven's Gate compound. It smells like dead people. They bust in. Everybody's dead. Ugh. Here's some of the... Yeah, Pat says Hale-Bopp was hiding a spaceship behind it. That's kind of what they said. This was the guy, this idiot here, who was telling him what to do. And this is like one of the dead people. I have to say, if you're going to kill yourself, those are some sweet looking kicks. The pants go well with the kicks and the purple. They just ate the arsenic and laid down and covered themselves up. And everybody was the same. These are all dead bodies. Jesus Christ. Man, if we could only get that to happen to the MAGA folks. This was a 39-person mass suicide from that comet. Bob says, wasn't there a comet in the 80s that had a special radiation that brought trucks to life? There was a documentary about it. Yeah, it was called Maximum Overdrive. Rich had the same joke as mine about MAGA. It's true. We can only hope for the same outcome. Easy, you crossed the line, man. It's too bad of a joke. You can't joke about that. The fuck I can't. Are you crazy? Pardon me. Thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later. 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Buy now, refinance later. Mario will roll out the red carpet for you, and it will be a spectacular time. You get your mortgage all set, and then you start bidding on houses. Key, bid on houses that are about 20 grand less than what your mortgage, your pre-approved mortgage is worth, because you're going to have to go up. You're going to get into a bidding war. That's kind of where the market is right now. Thanks to Mario. 3035 is the NMLS number. Reach out anywhere in the U.S. 231-332-6505. Patrick says he saw an interesting documentary about the Heaven's Gate cult. Dude struggled with his sexuality, which kind of steered him in the cult direction. Mentioned to Jim Jones. Rich says, isn't that where the term drink the Kool-Aid comes from? No. That is, as Stevie indicated, Jim Jones, another mass suicide. Somewhere in Ghana? I think it's, I don't know. That was a long, long time ago. Matt says, EZ is starting a cult. No thanks. It was getting that way with the Zaniacs. That's why I'm glad the Zaniacs are dead, because they were becoming a cult. I was their leader. And that's why those wackos, I talked to you about how much of wackos they are. They wanted to be like in me. They wanted to be in my butt. I believe that. And that's why you had so many of them trying to, like, you know, be in my family, in my house, quote unquote, helping the show. They wanted to be in my anus. We all know that. Everybody knows that. Molly says, I want to join EZ's cult. There is no cult. I will never have that. I was inadvertently making a cult. I cannot have a cult. No. There is no cult. Ranjo says, 45, where did they go? They vanished. I haven't heard from them since. They're gone. Linda says, I think they thought you were one of them because you have a lot of guns. Maybe. It was politically motivated. I know that. When they realized I hated Trump, that's when it started to go south. All right. And as soon as it became clear that I was not on board with that, and I loved COVID. When I say that, I mean, I loved the time. I loved telling people how stupid they were for not getting the vaccine, for not wearing masks and shit like that. They hated that. Okay. Chris says no cults except for the pool children and Mr. Pop Pop. That is a reference to me allowing the neighborhood kids to swim in my pool. And now everybody here thinks that I'm into kids. Linda says, my Republican friend in California likes to say I'm a Republican because I own a gun. Dumbass. Yeah, Republicans assume. They always assume. Idiots. I'm lean today on content, so I'm cutting this short, unfortunately. That ends the streak at 3 days. But we're pretty close to a full two-hour show. Thank you so much. I want to do the asshole of the day, though. And honestly, I have a hard time not making myself the asshole of the day. With just the how fucked up I am in public settings. But, you know, it's just the way I am. If you have any suggestions about asshole of the day, by all means. Because I sometimes forget exactly what we spoke about on this show. Hurricane Milton is the asshole. Not bad, not bad. We talked about Lieutenant Dan. We talked about me at the big marathon event. We talked about stupid Philadelphia Phillies fans. Bob goes with free beer. Molly says MAGA cults. When in doubt, just make it free beer. Why not? I'm telling you, you are going to love who are these free beers today. Oh, it's like we've got so much material, we have to throw some of it away and just go with the absolute best stuff. So congrats to Free Beer as the asshole of the day. Wait till you hear what this big interruption he does on Hot Wings today. It's so bad. Oh, God. Thank you so much for being here and checking out the show. The Patreon happens next. patreon.com/Eric Zane. There go your ears. Uh-oh. Sorry. Patreon comes up a little bit later on. Sign up at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Question asked, what time? I don't know. I don't know. Thank you, folks. Have a good one. Till next time. Bye-bye. Sorry about your ears again.